Blessings in loving oneness, and welcome to Freedom's Flame Radio. I am Eve Kerr, your host. Please welcome my co-host, Anthony. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, Eve, and good evening, folks, or good afternoon, rather.
Love and good time. Morning.
Good morning, yes, to whoever.
And welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to this week's broadcast. We have a really special oneness guided meditation for you all today. And before we go into that, though, I'd just like to share some gratitude to the station BBS, to Doug, Don, Deborah, Lily, and all the crew. I am so grateful for your love, your support, and encouragement, and you're so fantastic. I'm so grateful that for all the effort you put into these shows, it's so amazing. I don't think anybody really realizes the amount of time and effort that you guys put into it, and I'm just really grateful. I acknowledge you all, and I love you. And thank you to everyone tuning in. Thank you to all the listeners. You're so wonderful, and you inspire me so much, and you guys make it all worthwhile. And to my wonderful, beloved co-host, Anthony, you're a fantastic, amazing friend, and words can't even begin to express the gratitude I have for you. And all the work that we've been doing has been helping me tremendously, so I'm really grateful. And that you're, blazing with me on the air, it's just great. And to my mom in Mount Shasta, to the spiritual community in Mount Shasta, and to all the people in Mount Shasta, no matter what path they're on. And our global community is just so wonderful. I really feel the presence very, very, very strongly today and overlit over everyone today. I have a very clear vision of that actually over the earth today. So would you like to share some gratitude before we get into it, Anthony?
Yes, I'd like to thank you as well, Eve. You've been a tremendous help to me as well. And, we've made some great progress over the few months since we've been working and associating with each other. And again, I'd like to thank everybody who has worked with me and has helped me over the years, my groups and my family and friends, and especially the listeners. And once again, I'd like to thank BBS Radio for all their great work as well. And I look forward to a great show.
Me too. Well, are you inspired to begin with the Great Invocation, or do you have another song that you'd like to play? I'm going to let you navigate that because I love all your music. So,
well, I think the Great Invocation is a good way to start. And so if you're all ready, I'll start with the Great Invocation. And if you want to sing along, you just carry on. God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, for may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men, let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men, may Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose to which the masters know and serve. From the center where the will of God is known, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.
Just lovely. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we have a really wonderful lineup today. We're going to do a oneness meditation to connect with everyone on Earth. And this is a meditation that was given to me. It actually came through me. It was actually an experience. Let me back up a little bit, give you a little bit of a brief history, because this was actually something that I experienced when I was initiated as a blessing giver in Diksha. And if you want to learn more about Diksha, you can go to onenessuniversity.org. And from there, they will give you all the descriptions. Sorry, my computer popped up to something. It distracted me. Please forgive me. The onenessuniversity.org will tell you everything about oneness and receiving a Diksha blessing and becoming a Diksha giver if you desire to do that. Saint Germain prompted me to become a blessing giver last year, and I trained with a really wonderful oneness trainer right here in Mount Shasta. And this couple, they're from Sweden, and they're here, you know, part of the time, and they're in Sweden part of the time, and they have, you know, an amazing Diksha community in both, you know, both Mount Shasta and Sweden. So, but this came through when he was initiating me. It was something happened where our chakras connected. I just saw and I felt our chakras completely connect. And then I felt my chakras connected with the chakras of everyone else on the planet. It was one of the most amazing self-realization experiences I've ever had. And I was sharing this with Anthony the other day, and we went into just a meditation on it. We started connecting, and Anthony was inspired, and so I wrote the whole meditation out, and I felt into it, and so today we're going to do this together on the air and connect with everyone in oneness. Now, you'll, of course, tune in to see if this is an appropriate meditation for you to connect with. If you do not desire to connect in this kind of a way, you can just follow along and do your own chakra meditation. Just let them activate on your own and do your own. If you want to do this individually for yourself, that's totally appropriate. Whatever's appropriate and in alignment for you, that's the prompting from the presence in Saint Germain. You'll know what's right to do for you. But this meditation, actually, because the trainer who I worked with is male, and there's something that happens with the alpha and the omega polarities. So because Anthony is alpha and I'm female omega, this is a really, this is successful for us to do it this way. I've not attempted it on my own. So, and attempting it on my own, it doesn't feel like I really connect. There's something that happens. There's a cohesive activity with the alpha and the omega energies. So when we connected and joined in, well, Anthony, why don't you share your experience a little bit, and then maybe we can get into it.
Yes, it was a really amazing experience. I just followed the instructions, and I opened up as I normally do, and I just felt the energies come in, and I just went deeper and deeper into this oneness experience, and it was just really profound, and I could just see it as a wonderful way to sort of move towards the oneness and experience the oneness, which is what we've been talking about, you know, for the whole series of the programs, was about experiencing the oneness. And it just came to my awareness that this would be a wonderful meditation to do, and invite everybody to join us to have that oneness experience and have the energy centers activated as well.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was very profound for me as well to actually go into it again, because I hadn't really experienced it since I had had the experience of it. So to actually go back in and really connect in this way, and especially with you, because we've been, you know, doing so much work together, and we've built such a, you know, there's such a synergy between us. So it's like, wow, it's a pretty powerful experience. So we invite everyone who feels, you know, in alignment to do this with us. We're going to connect first, and then we're going to expand out to everyone around us. And I'm going to take us through the meditation. I'm going to use the little guide that I have here. And there are visualizations along the way, and there are also certain feelings that may come up that you may feel when the chakras connect. So, you know, sometimes there's warmth, and sometimes there's a little bit of, you know, sometimes there's an intensity, especially around the solar plexus area. There's always usually a little bit of intensity. And sometimes it's very, very peaceful there. You know, in the heart, sometimes it's very warm and open. Sometimes it's, you know, there's surges of energy as, you know, love. You can feel this love coming through. And, you know, and so anyway, you're going to feel what you're going to feel. And so these are some of the energies that go on. Just whatever comes up, I would just say just relax into whatever feelings are there and allow them to, you know, come into that, the oneness, this experience. Because in this opening, you know, there are probably energies present that, you know, have not connected in this way. If you're not used to doing meditations this way, because in this way, we're going to start from the crown and we're going to go down to the root. So it's kind of a different way of doing it. Usually it goes from the root to the crown. Most meditations, at least that I'm familiar with, they go from the root to the crown. We're going to go from the crown to the root. So it would be, it's a very profound experience. And so I hope you all enjoy it. And we will eventually touch base with the Great Central Sun, and beloved Alpha and Omega will be there to assist us, and you'll be receiving, everybody will receive a gift in this meditation too. So have a journal handy, because if messages or revelations come through, you won't want to miss this one. So definitely have something to jot down whatever comes through. And if we're ready, I'm gonna say that we're gonna start going into it.
Yep, I'm ready.
But not quite yet, though. Not quite yet. Are you ready, Anthony, to go in? Okay. So before we start the music, because I have to cue them to start the music. Before we start the music, I'd like everyone to just take a few deep breaths. And just hold the visual of your mighty I Am presence over you, above you, within you, around you, flowing through you. If you could hold that, that's like the initialization, the initialization of the process here. And if you don't know what your presence looks like, just if you hold the image of just a golden light, a beautiful blazing golden light, like a golden sun above you and coming through your crown and within you and encompassing you, that's good enough, because that's actually the electronic presence, the white gold light. Okay. Are you ready, Anthony?
I am, yes.
Okay. So just relax into our presence. Oh, that's great. Can you hear that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's very good. Let's keep the sound where it is. Okay. So Anthony and I will begin connecting with our crown chakras. Let's just put our conscious attention on our crowns and connect. And this naturally just flows down to the third eye, and we'll connect there. Feel it coming into the throat. Throat connecting. You start feeling the hearts connecting, becoming warm. The solar plexus. Seat of the soul, sacral. Flowing into the base of the spine. The root. So you feel the synergy of this. There's a nice flow of warm liquid light flowing down from our crown through the base of our spine that encompasses us. Now, we're going to let this go out to everyone else on Earth. Now together, visualize the Earth and all people standing up all around the globe. And we are in the middle, the Alpha and Omega point of origin. We now consciously connect our own crown chakras with those immediately around us. and this automatically activates the rest of their chakras. They all light up in alignment. See this going out to the people immediately around them now, through their crown, which automatically activates the rest of their chakras, and they align and light up too. Now see this happening, going out in a circle. And every circle of people become bigger and bigger until you see the world lighting up like a bright sphere. And all the chakras of every person is now aligned and lit up around the earth. Feel into this oneness. The harmony of our one being, all connected. Illuminated to such a degree that it begins expanding further out. See it as it begins to start encompassing other planets, going further, further, expanding further. It encompasses all the planets until our entire solar system is encompassed. See it going beyond the solar system to encompass the entire universe. And beyond. Now make an intention to bring your consciousness to the great central sun and bring yourself there now, for where your consciousness is, there you are. When you arrive, there of course is no time or space, so it's instantaneous that you find yourself there, and you are greeted by beloved Alpha and Omega. We ask, beloved Alpha and Omega, to assist each of us in integrating their pure white fire energy to balance our very own divine masculine and sacred feminine polarities within each of us right now. When we are ready, step into the giant threefold flame and bathe in the sacred fire love of the heart flame of the great central sun. In your own threefold flame of love, wisdom, and power balances within your own heart right now. And beloved Alpha and Omega, step forth and gently radiate their pure white fire integration to complete the balance for each one's own Alpha and Omega polarities to be balanced right now. As we feel the balancing of our polarities complete, there is a great sense and feeling of wholeness throughout your entire being right now, and your world is now permeated with perfect balance. When you are ready, you may bring your conscious attention to where you are right now, wherever you are sitting, laying down, giving your heart's gratitude to the mighty I Am Presence, to beloved Alpha and Omega, and the heart flame of the great central sun for their beautiful gift of balance today. As you return with a message in your heart that the great central sun, that the heart flame, has put there. This message is specifically for you individually. You may write it down if you wish. And as well, beloved Alpha and Omega also have a message for each of you. I have a gift for each of you. You will receive that when you are ready. You may wish to write whatever comes through down. And they're offering everyone to actually go into the silence whenever the next time you meditate and commune with your guides and masters and angels, and to call to them. And they have something for you. And that's specifically customized just for you. So call them into your next meditation and you will receive a gift from them. So I'd like to call the beloved Mighty I Am Presence, the beloved Mighty Elohim, the great ascended host and the great angelic host to seal these energies that we have so lovingly invoked this day. And that all the integrations complete themselves, and that everyone is now fully and perfectly aligned in their chakras, in their light bodies, with their I Am Presence, and that these energies may be sustained, and that anything no longer serving may be released quickly and easily and safely with grace and joy and peace and love and bliss. And that only the perfection of the I Am Presence energy is sustained in, through, and around each one's entire being and world right now and forever sustained and ever expanding upon that perfection that each of us already naturally are. So be it, and so it is. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. It is done, it is finished, and it is sealed. And we are so grateful. I am so grateful. You may want to take a few deep breaths just to bring yourself back in. Notice, though, that the connection is still present. The connection with everyone on Earth and the cosmos and the great central sun and the great beings in the central sun and the heart flame of the great central sun, it's all still present. Notice how your consciousness has expanded. It has embraced so much of that, the light of the Almighty I Am that I am today. I feel it permeating my world.
Yes, me too. Wonderful experience.
Very nice. I think the music went very well with that, too.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like maybe we should take like a two-minute pause and then come back. How does that sound?
Sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Do we have the fairy dust? Fairy dust music? Okay, fairy dust will be on in a moment, and that's about 2 minutes long, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Not that we ever really went anywhere.
Well, our consciousness did.
Just the consciousness. Mm. Yeah. It's interesting. We can place our consciousness and we just go there. It's really interesting how that works. It's like that's kind of how we come and go. Yeah. We're just learning how to take our physical vehicles along with that. So I hope everyone has enjoyed that meditation. I sure really did.
I certainly did too. It was wonderful.
I'm so glad that you did too. Thank you so much for joining with me in this. I think it's a really powerful thing when the Alpha and the Omega connect and they expand like that. And it just, something happens with it. This cohesive activity that just really, it's kind of like a tangible feeling of presence. It's much more profound, I find. Yeah.
What came to my mind was how important it is to have the experience. Everybody needs to experience for themselves what it means to, you know, have the awareness of the I Am presence and to be able to go within. You know, because we can talk all day about theories, about letting go, about how it's going to be. But at the end of the day, you know, it is very much an experiential thing. And that's how we receive our own understandings and insights. And this is where we've been trying to guide people towards having the experience of the I Am presence of their own true self for themselves.
Exactly.
And it is about becoming fully present in the moment with what's happening right now. As Eckhart Tolle says, it's the power of now.
Yes, indeed. And that's been a lot of my revelation lately. I've been kind of veering off a little bit from my application, and I've been going into more of a experiential practice, whereas it's like I take less time in the morning for the application, and I find myself delving into other activities like the pranayama breath work. They're amazing, and I'm really looking forward to learning more of them and integrating them into my practice. I'm finding that the breath work is very integral to becoming more balanced and being present, more present. So that's helping me a lot. And also being out more in nature, regardless of what it is, even if it's just a quick walk down to the park or quick drive to the park and then walk in the grass barefoot, or, you know, there's something about, I heard the other day, there's something about walking in the grass barefoot that actually helps our bodies to relax. And there was something about how it helps with anything that's inflamed. Any inflammatory condition will be greatly reduced and improved and healed if you actually walk barefoot on the grass and just actually lay your body down in the grass or on the earth. I can get more information on it, and I can actually ask the gentleman to be a guest if you're interested to learn about that, Anthony, because this is about, you know, we go around in our lives with this, you know, kind of like this separation from the earth. It's like we're trying to get the light back in, but we also, you know, forget that, you know, the earth substance is part of us too, and there's a real balance here.
Yeah.
You know, there's like the Alpha, Sun, and the Omega of the earth.
Yeah.
So... but he pointed out something very interesting, that we have, you know, these shoes that have, you know, the plastic and the rubber of the soles and the rubber of our tires on the cars, and, you know, that these things are all, you know, they tend to put a layer of separation between us and the earth. And that it's very interesting. I was very intrigued by this and very interested and drawn to learn more. And because that's exactly what I've been doing lately, is been going down to the park or on the mountain and just taking my shoes off. You know, I'm pretty much a barefoot person anyway, but, you know, I try to do flip-flops as much as necessary. It's either sandals or boots. I really don't like to wear shoes. So, and it's just been over time, you know, I think the more spiritually enhanced, you know, I become, the more conscious I become of who I am, you know, the less I like, you know, of the material garments on me. I like to be as, you know, natural and, you know, like my clothing too is I like it to be relaxed and free-flowing and stuff like that. I try to be as natural to myself as possible, wear things that feel natural on me. So walking in the grass, I've been really drawn to do that for the past couple of weeks. And it's been really helping me too with all the pattern stuff that I've been releasing. So it's so important, you know, to just be there. And I recognized while I was there is like my inner child was really, really, really happy. And I just wanted to run around in the trees, you know, and play with the fairies and just, you know, and so I just allowed that now. And, you know, I'm really in the flow of allowing whatever is to be. And I'm just more present with everything and not so much like, okay, this has to get done, that's got to get done, blah, 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 you know, really in a rush to get everything done, you know, because I perceive this is what, you know, this is my dharma and I need to fulfill it. And, you know, I have the schedule, you know, it's really a lot of work to try to keep something like that, like a divine schedule going, you know, and I wound up almost burning myself out, honestly. And because I wasn't taking time for myself to really be in nature and be present and be with myself and allow my natural, authentic self to express, it was always, well, I got to do this, I got to go here, I got to go there. So I just stopped all that and I walked away from everything for a little while and I just, okay, I'm just going to be with what is. And then I saw these patterns and I was like, wow. So Anthony's been helping me through all of that, and I'm so grateful because if anyone works with the Course in Miracles or has worked with the Course in Miracles or Psychology of Vision or even who's working with the Presence and the Ascended Master Teachings, this man is so wonderful to have a session with, an expression session, I think is what you call them.
That's what we call them, yep.
And he does Skype sessions. I do sessions as well, but I'm promoting Anthony on this venue because he's helped me so much. And so if anyone's drawn to have a session with him, he's the most patient, kind, you know, compassionate being whom I've worked with on, you know, such a sensitive area. So I can attest to his sensitivity, and you know, I trust him, you know, with my sensitivity. So, and my sensitivity, you know, was a lot of, you know, me personally, my sensitivity is, you know, enormous. So if I can make a statement like that, you know, there's got to be something there to look into. So,
well, thank you for that, Eve. That's,
you're welcome. And where can they reach you? You have a website and you have a blog site. You have several ways to get into contact with you.
Well, if you go on my website, there is a page where you can contact me with your inquiry and whatever. That will get through to me. And if there is we resonate there, then I can contact you and I'll give you my Skype details.
And his website is
www.yourchangesforsuccess.webs.com.
Thank you so much.
Or if you want to email me directly, it's tonycoco2002@yahoo.co.uk.
Excellent.
But all the details are on my website anyway.
I'm glad you said the website because every time I go to say your website, I always do changes for your success.
Your changes for success with a 4 not written out.
Yeah.
I think, is it on our web or on our page? I'm not sure. We'll have to have a look.
It's on the BBS radio page. So if you go to BBS, Freedom Flame Radio on the BBS website, you'll see my profile and you'll see Anthony's profile, and his website links are on his profile on that page. So go ahead and feel free to do that. Of course, you're free. Everyone's free to contact me. I've had a couple of emails just recently, And they were wonderful feedback, and I haven't gotten a chance to get back to them yet, but I will be getting back to you this week. So thank you so much for your patience, and I really appreciate your support and that you've been tuning in and receiving great benefit. So, well, we have about maybe 10 minutes left or less. Do we want to wrap up with, you had a little four-step or something that
yes.
you came up with?
Yes, I've been working with A Course in Miracles again, and I came up with another four-step process for happiness, basically, and liberation. And I just like to read it online for people. So step one, it's basically let go of false self-images. Step two is remember your true self. That is the oneness presence in you, through you, and as you. Step three is receive true vision and clarity. When you get the first two steps together, you will receive a true vision and you will receive clarity. Once you've received that, the step four is to look upon the world and yourself with love. But you have to get the first two ones first of all, and this is what the whole work of the Course in Miracles is about, the first two, letting go of false self-images and remembering your true self, so that you can receive the true vision and clarity, you can maintain true vision and clarity, and that way it will enable you to look upon the whole world and yourselves with love. Simple four steps, but it takes a lot of practice. Thank you for letting me share that.
Well, thank you. I'm really honored that you're bringing so much of your own experience forth and things that are coming through you. They're so important. Saint Germain has been, he gives me teachings, I mean, all the time. You know, I could commune with him 24/7 and, you know, I could write novels. But that's not about what my dharma is about, you know. And I know that that would probably be great, but... you know, I know that there are other activities he knows and feels that I would be a lot happier doing, because that's the point. And we were talking about that just recently, you and I, about that, you know, happiness, your being happy, everyone's individual being happy is God's plan for us.
Yeah.
God, you know, and if we're not happy, you know, it's, I learned this one a long time ago too. If you're not having fun, then you're doing something wrong. And not like it's wrong, but it's, you know, if you're not having fun, then something is out of alignment, you know, something you need to look, something is off, because this work, you know, whatever we do, whatever our service is, whatever our dharma is, you know, it should be really a joyful thing to do. It should be joy to, you know, serve this being of God that we all are. You know, if we can more and more just relax into our beingness and just be with what is, we'll have so much more peace within us.
And remember too that it's really simple. It's very simple, but it takes quite a bit of practice initially to build up the momentum
for it to be simple, and that you actually realize that it's simple. I didn't get that at first when I started working with G. I thought, wow, you know, the more understandings that came through, the more books I was reading, it was just expanding and expanding. And I went, wow, wow, wow. You know, all these divine ideas that were coming through, wow, I could do this, I could do that, wow. You know, like I'm really drawn to work with the Elohim, but I'm also at the same time really drawn to work with the elements. So I know there's a connection there in the angelic realm too. You know, and the masters and the cosmic beings. It's like there's all the, and there's so many, there's you know, there's a limitless amount of ideas and projects that they all want to work with us on. So it's kind of like you just, where you feel the energy is, you have to be really peaceful to feel that energy. And that was one of the things that was really grabbing me, was that I was so, you know, I was so about getting everything done that I was not relaxing into my being, and so I wasn't really happy totally doing what, you know, I knew I was doing good work and, you know, it was positive, but I wasn't feeling completely, you know, relaxed about it. And so something happened where my divine flow actually ceased. Not completely, but I wasn't getting these surges, these, you know, the full body yeses, you know, like, well, what's next in my flow? And it wasn't like that at all. And I had to, so I was like, okay, something's off. I need to step away from everything. And I did. Once I did, and I got back, you know, started walking, started allowing my inner child to really come forth and navigate my walks and go into the trees and be barefoot and just relax into who I really am, I started getting the charges again. I started getting the divine plan, like, oh, wow, this is the next activity. This is what feels good. So I've learned, you know, through this experience that, you know, it's not all about the divine plan, you know, your dharma, because if you're not relaxed in doing it, then you can't really navigate it correctly because the energy is just not there. You're not feeling it because you're not relaxed enough to feel it. So you have to be in a state of peace, a really, you know, your whole being. So if you're not feeling peaceful, go get peaceful. Go relax into who you are. Relax, you know, release whatever it is. Let the inner child come out. Take the day off. Go to the lake. Go to the ocean. Go to the mountain. Go to the, you know, forest. Go to the trees and play. Just play. You know, I didn't have enough playtime is what was going on. So I'm still learning how to balance, you know, and I'm glad that I can share these experiences with everyone because I think it's really helpful to know that, you know, you can have this amazing divine plan, this amazing dharma, but not be happy doing it. And this is one of the reasons why.
Yeah. It is about, the practice is really about being aware of the I am presence and being in it and surrendering. It's like a continual surrendering. And this is what I've been practicing. And you've helped me with that. You helped me to increase my awareness of that. So now I've been able to help you to remember it.
Thank you.
So this is how we help each other.
Very interesting. Yeah. I think we have just about 1 minute or so left. So I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. Unless you have anything else to share, Anthony.
No, I'm very happy. I think things are wonderful at the moment. Just keep trusting the I am presence. Trusting flow.
Believe in yourself. Believe in who you are as a presence of God. You know, God individualized itself through you. So
not
that
who you think you are.
What?
Not who you think you are, who you
really
are.
Who you really are. Who you really are. Yeah. Right, who you think you are is that false self-image, and who you really are is who you naturally just are when you're relaxed and you're just being, you know, you're in your heart and you're relaxed. And you're peaceful. That's who you really are. Right. When you're happy. When you're really happy, not like this artificial happy, like entertainment happy. But when you're feeling so great, you know, like you've just gone swimming or you've just gone for a hike or a walk or you've just you know, watched a beautiful movie about angels or something, you know, whatever it is. Yeah. Or you've just connected with your presence and the angels and the masters. Or you've just done a really good deed, you know, or, you know, you've just connected with a, you know, another individual and you've connected in heart. You know, these kinds of experiences are really integral to our own expansion, to the expansion of our light. So
also need them to progress. To have awareness of the I am presence and the greater expansion of the light that comes in. So you need to practice being at ease and comfortable with yourself. More and more.
Yeah. Yeah, and breathe. Breathing is really important. And I think maybe, well, we don't have time this week, but I think maybe within the next week or so, I'd like to talk a little bit more about Diksha and the oneness blessing that that I've been initiated in, and that's been, it's an amazing phenomena what's happening around the world. So tune in. Stay tuned for that. All right, we're going to wrap up now. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and have a beautiful, blessed day. Blessings and loving oneness to you all. And thank you, Anthony.
Thank you. Bye.